Country Club FM. Let's do the Bob Almanac here today. And as part of today's Bob Almanac, it's an almanac quiz. 4-pack of tickets to Firefest in Cold Spring, Saturday, July 27th. Sadly, it'll be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Summer. I don't want summer to go as fast as it seems like it might be going here.
I know. I'm with you. I am with you.
Wednesday, June 5th is the day today. It's the 156th day of the year. And how many do we have left, Neil? Any guess?
No.
209.
Here we go.
209. Ben Franklin on this date, 1752, flew a kite for the first time. He just wanted to prove to his uncle that he could fly a kite. His uncle didn't think he could fly a kite.
Right.
Obviously, his uncle didn't know how smart Benjamin Franklin was.
Eventually, he would put a key on it and discover electricity.
That's right. And in fact, this was the first time that he did so, demonstrating that lightning was a form of electricity. He had done it. He'll do it many times. I mean, when you do experiments, you just don't do one and then go, oh, I discovered it. You know, you kind of
one and done.
You have to prove your theory over many, many, many trials. And Benjamin Franklin knew that. 1752.
Sharp guy.
And it was, of course, well before the Revolution. 1876, 100 years after the Revolution, finally bananas became popular in this country. The Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia, bananas. They brought bananas up from the tropics and various other countries and islands in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And people started liking their bananas in the U.S. And now, of course, they are an integral part, I think, of our diet. I'm a big banana guy.
I had one this morning.
Easy to eat. You just don't always know what to do with the peel.
It's a perfect food.
And if I was to eat a banana in the Bob studio right now and put the peel in the garbage in the studio,
right,
not good. Oh. That's not wise because they stink.
Uh-oh.
They'll start to smell the place up. You did that already today?
I do it every day.
Well, you must have those ones that don't stink as much.
Yeah.
That aren't as smelly. Or we have a good cleaning guy who comes here enough
to get
it out of here before it starts to decompose.
I cover it in Febreze before I throw it in the garbage.
So that was in 1876. 1944, Operation Tonga, which was leading into Operation Overlord, which we know as D-Day. The first British gliders touched down on this date on French soil, preparing for the D-Day invasion. So it did have British soldiers that touched down behind the lines. And on the same date, General Eisenhower also, after postponing D-Day one day, was supposed to be D-Day,
but there was a lot of fog or
something. There were weather issues in the English Channel.
Right.
So there were favorable weather reports, weatherology. General Eisenhower decides to proceed with D-Day, which would be the next day. And, of course, we'll talk about that on the Almanac tomorrow for June 6th, 1947, after the war.
The initiative, I think, must come from Europe. The role of this country should consist of friendly aid in the drafting of the European program and of later support of such a program, so far as it may be practical.
That's real audio of the Marshall Plan. Secretary of State George C. Marshall outlined the Marshall Plan during a speech at Harvard about helping to aid war-torn Europe. Now, for me, the Marshall Plan is Gary Marshall having as many spin-offs of Happy Days as possible.
That was a good plan, too.
Marshall Plan. Pretty good. This one was from 47, though.
And George rather than Gary.
Right.
Yeah.
Riders in the sky.
Very nice.
So Johnny Cash was not the first one to do Ghost Riders in the Sky.
No, nor were the Outlaws.
This date, 1948, Stan Jones.
That is good audio right there.
And his Death Valley Rangers.
Nice work.
Released that song in 1948. 59, Robert Zimmerman graduated from Hibbing High School. Ooh. This date, 1959, later changed his name to Bob Dylan.
And did pretty well.
So the best to Bob Zimmerman, celebrating his 60th high school reunion, if he was going to go to it this year. I wonder if he's been to any of the reunions. I have to contact somebody up at Hibbing.
So he's like 78 years old. Wow.
1959, 68.
Senator Robert Kennedy, shot during an election night victory appearance early today, was given the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church at about 1 a.m. The Reverend Thomas Picha said he administered the rites to the wounded senator in the emergency room of the Central Receiving Hospital.
That was 1968. Sirhan Sirhan shot Robert F. Kennedy. He was campaigning in California at a hotel for the Democratic U.S. presidential nomination. He was shot in the evening on this date, and then he actually passed away, as you could tell, early morning hours of June 6th.
Very sad.
On this date in what was a tumultuous, as you know.
Oh, 68 was a tough year.
1968.
Unless you were Danny McLean.
1977, Alice Cooper's pet boa constrictor was bitten by a rat that it was trying to eat, and that boa constrictor died because of that rat.
Wow.
That dirty rat. That was in 77, 2004.
Former President Ronald Reagan died of pneumonia this afternoon at his home in California. His death brings to a close a remarkable life that bridged the worlds of entertainment, politics, and statesmanship. And the word of his passing comes from the very weekend that the United States and its allies are commemorating the 60th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy.
Ronald Reagan, 93, passing away on this date, 2004. 2007,
one of the best.
White House aide Louis Scooter Libby was sentenced to 30 months in prison, fined $250,000, convicted in March of the year on four felony counts of giving false statements. You know, if your name is Scooter, you better look out. Look out for anybody named Scooter. You know, right. Scooter on the old Muppet Show, he was skimming funds from the Muppet Theater for years. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
So watch out, anybody named Scooter.
Scooter Rizzuto.
And then a year ago.
No more bikinis. Miss America is eliminating its swimsuit competition in an historic makeover of the iconic pageant.
Let me get this straight. The beauty pageant is dead.
We're no longer judging our candidates on their outward physical appearance, and we're no longer calling it a pageant. We're a competition.
And those are comments from Gretchen Carlson.
And it didn't happen.
And it has been
overturned.
They did overturn it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you followed it very closely.
Well, yeah.
I kind of just forgot about it. But that was a year ago that they said that they were going to do away with the swimsuit competition. Did they bring it back? Did they use those swimsuit suits from like the 1910s with the stripes and the full, like the bloomers and everything?
Yeah. Or? No, but there's some form of bathing suit competition still.
Okay. So it lives on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Birthdays now. Robert Kraft, he's the owner of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little particular as far as where he gets his massages at. Robert Kraft is 78.
And should I live again, even then, it won't end. For I'll go to my grave, loving you.
Don Reed.
Loving you.
His brother Harold is the bass singer for the Statler Brothers, and there's Don singing lead on I'll Go to My Grave Loving You. Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, 74.
Blue heartache, you're trying to get close to me, rub your blues all over me, well I got plans to have.
Kind of forgotten country artist. She had a number of top tens, late 70s into the mid 80s.
Good singer.
Gail Davies.
Oh, yes.
Grandma's Song, I'll Be There, three of her, and this one here, Blue Heartache. Gail Davies, happy birthday, 71 today. And if you want to buy something and you want to know if you can afford it, this is the gal you go to.
This may be the biggest denial that I have given all year. Can you tell me why a 23-year-old needs a $42,000 car?
I like to buy very high-end things, and I love my brand.
I could do a whole show on you.
Denied. That's Suze Orman. But you know what, Suze? I have a message for you. You know what? You can't take it with you when you go.
That is true, too.
Suze Orman is 68. Happy birthday to her. Kenny G. Playing the most manly of saxophones. That would be the soprano sax. Kenny G is 63. Once again, what's his real name? If you grew up, Kenny Gorlick.
Gorlick.
If you lived in the 80s, grew up in the 80s, and aren't watching the Goldbergs, get with it.
How do you expect Big Tasty to make it if this crew can't cut a demo?
Big Tasty? Who's Big Tasty?
It's me. It's my rap name.
Your rap name should play in the street.
He's what? The father on Goldberg's. He's Jeff Garland, 57. He's Murray Goldberg sitting
Big
in his chair.
Tasty.
Yeah, he's 57. I love it's that. Good stuff.
Did hilarious. You see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
He's got the memo. He's got the memo.
It's right
he's
here in front of me.
Ron Livingston, who played Peter, he was getting kind of fed up, but it was actually Stephen Root who got fed up at the end, as you know, in Office Space. Mm-hmm. Ron Livingston, 52 on our birthday list. Brian McKnight is 50. Mark Wills had a hit with this song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Back at one, Brian McKnight, 50 today. Mark Wahlberg.
If you could ride, you wouldn't be stuck in a wall right now, Brad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but he's right. You almost killed the kids.
Look, let's not beat up on Brad here, okay? He was showboating for the kids a little bit and things got out of hand. Let's all just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt!
Okay, kids, listen
he
up.
He and Will Ferrell are great. Have
they
you
are.
Seen Daddy's Home?
Yes.
And Daddy's Home, too. Mark
I
Wahlberg.
Didn't see
too. He is an actor, a singer, performer, Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch, New Kids on the Block in their early days. He's 48 today. Mike Fisher,
movies.
Carrie Underwood's husband, hockey player.
Retired now.
Yeah, he's 39. And producer DJ Mustard is 29 today. I think he's the third cousin once removed of Colonel Mustard from the Clue game.
With the wrench.
DJ Mustard, 29.
In the library.
And again, we're doing the quiz, so keep it here for that.
Stay tuned for the quiz. Old, gone, but not forgotten. We have several from the Old West. Old West lawman Pat Garrett. He's the guy who took down Billy the Kid. And he did it. Pat Garrett, born on this day, 1850. Mexican outlaw revolutionary Pancho Villa. Pancho Villa was born on this day, 1878. And he portrayed Hopalong Cassidy on TV for many years, actor William Boyd.
I thought I could trust you, kid. Why aren't you up in that shack?
Because she's a blasted, tricky little coyote.
Oh, now wait a minute, kid. That's pretty wild talk about a lady.
We don't make war on women, Johnny.
You keep out of this!
Oh, Hopalong just took one to the chops.
Oh, boy. Throwing haymakers with Hopalong Cassidy, William Boyd, 1895. Football Hall of Famer, and then he started showing up on talk shows because he's hilarious. Art Donovan.
Hey, Art. Terrific.
Good to see you. Did you have a nice summer?
Very good, very good. Very busy. In fact, you know, since I've been on the show, I got a little nervous today, and I cut myself 5 times shaving.
Is that right?
I guess that's the only way I can lose weight.
Had the flat top haircut. He was an offensive lineman, I think, with the Colts.
Yes, he was the first Baltimore Colt ever elected to the Hall of Fame.
And he is Art Donovan, born on this day, 1924. You may remember the movie Tom Jones. The guy was the Academy Award-winning director, Tony Richardson, 1928. And let's see, one more. We've got Daniel Von Bargen.
One of George Costanza's bosses on Seinfeld.
Well, George, I'll be honest. I could go either way on you. But what the hell? We need someone, huh?
You won't regret this, sir.
I don't care.
Obviously, he cares a lot about the business. Mr. Right. Kruger Kruger Metal Smoothing or something.
He
like
had a recurring role.
Recurring
there.
Yeah. role, exactly.
He was also in Malcolm in the Middle and some other things.
He donated to the Human Fund.
Born on this day, 1950, we lost him early, Daniel Von Bargen. Yeah. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, the quiz today for the 4-pack of tickets to Firefest in Cold Spring. If you'd like to win it, here it is. You know, Jeff Garland, 57 today, plays the dad on the Goldbergs. Murray Goldberg, his son Barry, has a rap name.
Mm-hmm.
What is Barry's rap name? He mentioned it.
Yes.
Clip.
Yeah.
And what is Barry Goldberg's rap name honoring Jeff Garland's 57th birthday today? 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win the Firefest tickets. Here from your friends, it's people really do win on Bob FM.
I hear that.
And good luck. 763-450-0100. Don't miss out on the All Request Lunch Hour today noon. Would love you to come by, order some roasted chicken or some tasty food, request a song, and just have some fun today. Legion Richfield, Portland Avenue. Speaking of fun, a long and unbelievably long stretch of music hosted by Neil Freeman, Mr. Couch for Sale.
I've got it.
Colin Ray, Little Red Rodeo. Mark Chestnut, It's a Little Too Late. Or Alabama, Fire in the Night, and in parentheses, There's a.
Well, if there's parentheses involved, we have to go, There's a.
Hey, there's a 5 idea for you. Top 5 songs with parentheses in the title. So you want Alabama?
Yeah, let's do that.
Have a good day, everyone.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.